Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
A song I definitely chose, and also the last song that I'm just too excited about to even know the name of, I also definitely chose, because definitely I was here right on time, and it's so exciting that you got to hear these songs, some of my new favorites that I just have always loved. And I'm not tired at all from just running up the stairs. I'm just talking regularly, as you can definitely see, and that's why it's so exciting. Then it's 11:08. Hello, everyone. This is, wow, a happy time, an exciting time, a beautiful Friday, which is always happy. And how we start off beautiful just Fridays? We play Ella Fitzgerald. So now that we've heard some other amazing songs that I have just loved and so excited to share with you today, here's another one. It's going to be Ella Fitzgerald. And then we'll come on back for just more amazing music. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And you're listening to What a Wonderful World. That's the show. I'm Ella. Hello. And now we're listening to some Ella Fitzgerald. Let's see. We just gotta do this. And do. We're off. Why? That was going to be such a fun transition. It all worked out so well. We're almost off. No worries. We're just going to do a little switcheroo here. Uh-oh. We'll turn off this so there's not just a horribly loud sound. Do this. And now get ready for the Ella Fitzgerald of a lifetime. It's Hooray for Love. I'm so confused. Why is this happening again? I was so ready. Okay, let's see. Putting on the headphones. Why is Hooray for Love not playing? Do, do, do. It is!
Here's to my best romance.
Wow.
Here's to...
Well, that was probably an over barrage of emotions and sound. But it's good that we can just do that again. But from the beginning. So here it is now for just the third time being the charm. And truly, it's going to be this time. It's Ella Fitzgerald. Hooray for love.
It's the wonder of the world. It's a rocket to the moon. It gets you high, it gets you low. But once you get that glow, here's to my best romance. Here's to my worst romance. Here's to my first romance ages ago. Here's to the boys I've kissed, and to complete the list, here's to the boys who said no. Love, love, hooray for love. Who was ever too blasé for love? Make this a night for love. If we have to fight, let's fight for love. Some sigh and cry for love. Ah, but in Paris they die for love. Some waste away for love. Just the same, hooray for love. Touch of clair de lune. It gets you high, it gets you low. But once you get that glow, some trust to fate for love. Others have to take off weight for love. Some go berserk for love. Loafers even go to work for love. Sad songs are sob for love. People have their noses bobbed for love. Some say we pay for love. Just the same, hooray for love.
It's Hooray for Love. What a happy song. And that one's by Ella Fitzgerald, of course. And now, it's very exciting because you're listening to 91.5 FM, as you know. And this is just a very exciting day. You're listening live from WMFO, just in Curtis Hall in Medford, and just up the hill. You'll never guess what there is, because I'd never guess what there is. Just a whole carnival! It's insane! And I haven't even seen it yet, haven't gone up to the hill yet, but I'm just closer than ever to a carnival, because today is Tuftonia's Day. Exactly what is Tuftonia's Day? I don't know, I'm not a Tuftonia's expert. This is just the first Tuftonia's Day that I've ever experienced. And so far it's off to a great start, because I'm just at WMFO, an exciting radio show. And that's just very happy. So we'll see what happens. Maybe next week I'll say, hello, I went on a Ferris wheel. And that'd be pretty exciting. But also, I just can't even imagine. This is a small carnival. That's a kind of medium school. I think we could just fill up a small carnival way too quickly. So really, we're going to see. And then tomorrow, there's some rock and music for just spring fling. And I don't know about that either. It seems like it's going to be pretty epic. There's just lots of exciting signs all around campus that are just saying lots of just good things to know. Apparently, some rules, some things that I just don't understand, like no big gatherings before 10 a.m., but I just can't imagine any college student waking up early on a Saturday to gather bigly. But but apparently that's just how the vibes go. So, I'm excited for whatever happens. Probably I'll just see what's happening, maybe get a slice of pizza, listen to a peep from Just Today's Era that I don't exactly know, but I'm sure it's going to be amazing, and just kind of rock out, perhaps. So it's going to be exciting, and I'll just tell you about it next week, I'd say. So it's 11:15. It's just turned. It's just 5 seconds into this beautiful minute, and there's just lots of exciting songs to play. And when I was just looking through songs, I have just some great ideas, including one, because, oh my gosh, well, maybe I should just save my story for the next break and we should just get on with the music. Probably that's just what my fans would say out there. Get on with the music, get on with the music. So here's just a little more music, but then I'm going to tell you about this epic moth just event that I went to. And I met this guy named Rob, pretty crazy, and his sister. And he's just a math teacher from fifth grade. Well, not math at all. Social studies and history. Or no, social studies and English. Yes. Social studies and history are the same thing, newsflash. And so he's just pretty rocking. Rob and I were just talking it up. And I'm just going into the story already. So that's why we have to go right on over to the exciting Boston episode. Episode. As you remember, we've just been going through a lot of the top hits from my radio shows of the past and just reliving them. And one of them is Boston, which is just very exciting because I made this with just Matt, one of the best guys in the entire world. Hey, Matt, if you're listening. And he just listened to so many songs. And all the ones that said Boston in them, he just found. And then he just played. And then it was just, we put them all together and it was really epic. So there's just really a lot of crazy songs on here. But I think that we should just play Twistin' USA, because I don't even know if we played that during the real time. Because really, there was a lot happening that time. There was a lot of Boston songs that we might not have gotten to. So that's what it's going to be. It's just a random Boston song to remember this beautiful time. I'm throwing it out to Matt. But then when we come back, I just have another story, another exciting song that is new that I'm going to find on the break. But until then, we're just going to listen to Chubby Checker for maybe the first time in a year for some of us, just me. But it's going to be epic. Here we go. It's going to be Twistin' USA. We need some good twisting today. So let's do it.
Everybody twist! With you. I don't you know they're
Twisted USA.
One more twist.
Round and around and up and down we go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
they're twisting in Washington,
shaking,
Cincinnati, England, Europe. They're twisting in Asia.
Boston,
and Africa and Australia.
Tell your story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town. Yeah, down by the river, down by the banks of the River Charles. That's what's happening, baby.
It's just the Standells doing Dirty Water. And right before that was, it was just Twistin' USA by the great Choppy Checker. So some fun songs for you today. And we just need to play one more Boston one because I've just remembered how much I love it. Wait, I wonder if this is the right one. I might be thinking of Bananas Have No Bones just from the epic funny playlist that Matt and I did. But this one I think is also epic, so we're just going to play it real quick and then onward to some more epic songs, including just the next playlist is just live songs. And there's just so many great live songs there are. Whoa, wasn't exactly right grammatically, but first off, here we're going to do this one. Whoa, what the heck is happening? Well, we are going to play this next song. Just you get ready. You'll never be ready. It's so good. And then, onward, I'm coming back with my story from the moth that I went to on Tuesday. And we're going to hear that, Rockin' Peep, and maybe the PSA's coming up too. Okay, but first off, it's going to be Peggy Lee. And maybe if this isn't the song I'll remember, I'll just cut it off. So I'm so sorry, Peggy Lee, but maybe we're going to love it. Okay, it's Peggy Lee with Boston Beans.
Took a trip to Boston. I was feeling in the mood for a plate of that wonderful, famous food. When I got there, I had a big shock, just about as big as a whole city block. They have no beans in Boston, plenty of fish, Chinese food if that's your dish. Steaks and chops are a beautiful fare. couldn't find any Boston beans there. When Captain John Smith came in 1614, he was the first diplomat that the Indians had seen. If they had Boston beans, then I really wouldn't know. You gotta admit, that was a long time ago. No beans in Boston, plenty of fish. Chinese food, if that's your dish. Steaks and chops are a beautiful fare. I couldn't find any Boston beans there. And when Paul Revere rode his horse that night and lit those lanterns before the big fight, he must have been hungry when he got back. Boston beans would have been a beautiful snack. They have some tea leaves left from that well-known party. Great museums if you're feeling arty. They have Cambridge and Harvard and MIT. They didn't have any beans for me. No beans in Boston, plenty of fish. Chinese food, if that's your dish. Steaks and chops are a beautiful fare. I couldn't find any Boston beans there. I love Boston, but there's no beans there.
I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. I'm just out to find the better part of me. I'm more than a bird, more than a plane. I'm more than some pretty face beside a train. And it's not easy to be me. Wish that I could cry, fall upon my knees, find a way to lie, but a home I'll never see. It may sound absurd, but don't be naive. Even heroes have the right to bleed. I may be disturbed, but won't you concede? Even heroes have the right to dream, and it's not easy to be me. And up a pen away, away from me. Now it's alright, you can all sleep sound tonight. Well, I'm not crazy or anything. I can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. Men weren't meant to ride with clouds between their knees. I'm only a man, a sailor at sea, digging for kryptonite on this one-way street. Only a man, a phony red sheet, looking for special things inside of me, inside of me, inside of me, inside of me, inside of me. I'm only a man in a phony red sheet. Only a man looking for a dream. I'm only a man in a phony red sheet. It's not easy. No, it's not easy to be me.
Thank you. and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce Elton John.
Elton John was just getting introduced. That's pretty epic. Well, that was just Superman, a rockin' song, and it was alive. And it's just from, it's just Five Pavilion, and it's the concert for New York City, a great album of amazing live music. And right before that was Peggy Lee, No Beans in Boston, which is another one of my favorites. I love so much fun. Just didn't you just have a ball? So it's very exciting because I'm just trying to find this epic. Okay, I'll just tell the story. Here we go. So, on Tuesday. But while I say, I think that probably I should just tell my friend, hello, can you please send me a picture of the moth? What would it just be called? Brochure? Probably like playbill type thing? Just schedule? Schedule that is on the counter. Because I really want to know, to know the name of the musician in it. So this is just very exciting because on Tuesday, I just took myself to the Wilbur in good old Boston, and I went to this thing called The Moth, which is just on NPR or WBR, I kind of forget, but it's just on national radio, I think it's on NPR. And it's pretty epic because just there are all these different programs where people come and then tell stories and there's a theme and then you just tell a 5-minute story. And it's epic because I just love stories and random people telling them. And this one was amazing because it was a grand slam. So that means there's all people who had won the kind of more random off the street storytelling events before. And so the peeps were so amazing. It was crazy. So I just really loved these peeps. They were spectacular. And it was really just amazing because there was just so many great stories. And then I met this peep named Rob, as I've said. He's just a teacher. And the Wilbur just has seats. Matt, if you're listening, you'd know. We went there one time and the seats are so smushed together. It's actually insane. And they're just like little bar seats. It's really crazy. So they're just smushed. And then I was just smushed next to Rob. And he's just a teacher, and then his sister was there, but then his sister went to get a drink. And Rob and I were just there. And then Rob said, oh, well, we're just squished together, so I should introduce myself. And so then we introduced ourselves. I was personally just having a good time, but kind of counting down the moments. So when the program started, because it was already going to start at 7:30, but then the line was just so long to get in. And so they were starting a little late, and then I didn't know when they were going to start, but it was, I had to be on the ball to talk with Rob. But then we just watched a rockin' show. He had been to some before. He was just in fifth grade teacher. And then during the intermission, which was 15 minutes, it's a very long time, then Rob just needed to borrow a pen. I had a pen. Wow, amazing. Then with his sister and him, we were talking about podcasts, and it was pretty epic. Moth's podcast, This American Life. Then we started talking about Arrested Development because he was talking about a podcast with Will Arnett and Jason Bateman that my sister, just Lily, shout out to you for just getting that in my mind, because then I could just talk to Rob and his sister and bring up Arrested Development. That was a great conversation. And really, it was just great all over. But a pretty crazy conversation, and they just wished me good luck. But I feel horrible because Rob is just doing a story maybe on March 24th for the water presentation they're having. But I'm going to be away then. So I just said that I'd probably come to Rob, but now I just remembered that I'm just going to be away. So I just feel bad for Rob. But hopefully I see him again one day in my life. And then I'll just say, hey, Rob, I'm so sorry I couldn't come that one time. But I'm so excited to see you wherever you are right now. So that's what's going to happen. It was pretty epic. And the stories were amazing. The person who won, I would say, should not have won. There was just a couple people judging. I would not have picked them. They were pretty good, but just a little more, I guess, raunchy, I'd say, than just heartfelt. There were some other real heartfelt ones. But there's a lot of great ones. And my friend. Oh my gosh. Get excited, everyone. The next time we just come across this commercial break, we get to hear the song that just my friend has just sent me. that was just pretty good, because also they had a live musician who would play at 30 seconds when you had 30 seconds left. And the energy was just great. It was so fun. But we will play that later on. Until then, we're going to play just another one of my favorites that I've just been trying to find. Could you even tell I was trying to find a song while I just spoke to you right now? That is just on the Soul album. And it's all right. And sometimes we play that song, but it's just such a good one. And so I just thought we should play it one more time. But then we'll play another epic song, and then we'll play an epic song from the beep who's just at the moth who's playing beautiful music. So here it is. It's going to be John Batiste. And then who knows what's up next? I do, but we'll just play it so soon. And the PSA is coming up after that. So until then, it's going to be just a beautiful reminder and some peaceful music on this beautiful, beautiful Friday morning. It's going to be It's All Right. Well, that didn't go very well. But sometimes these things happen, you know. Just craziness happens. But now is going to be when the song plays. So just get ready, everybody. Get ready for the piece that's incoming. It's so exciting. And here it is, John Batiste.
Say it's all right. Say it's all right. It's all right. Have a good time. 'Cause it's all right. Oh, it's all right. Now listen to the beat. Kinda pat your feet. You got soul. And life is like a song.
skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, I found a dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I
and I sang it twice, I'm gonna sing it three times more. Gonna stay till your resistance is overcome. Cause if I can't sing my boy to sleep, well it makes your famous daddy look so dumb. It looks so dumb. Won't you run, come see St. Judy's Comet roll across the skies and leave a spray of diamonds in its wake. I long to see St. Judy's Comet sparkle in your eyes when you awake, or when you wake awake. Little boy, won't you lay your body down? Little boy, won't you close your weary eyes? Flashing but the fireflies. Ooh, little sleepy boy, do you know what time it is? Well, the hour of your bedtime's long been past. Though I know you're fighting it, I can tell when you rub your eyes that you're fading fast. Ooh, fading. Thank you.
It's Paul Simon doing St. Judy's Comet. And then right before that, we heard the hit song. What hit song? Oh, of course, we heard the hit song Etta James At Last, one of my favorites. And then even right before that, we had a three-song exciting time. We had John Batiste doing It's All Right. And that was all to just kind of make time for coming up with this very exciting song that I think we probably have time for. We might just do a quicker song right after, but let's see. But it's a pretty fun one because I just heard this amazing musician, well, who I really liked, because she just described herself as like Ella Fitzgerald, Etta James, all these amazing peeps who she was just inspired by, kind of jazz, guitar, singing lady. And she's really epic, so I thought that I would just play her on the radio show because she's just a local musician who I just heard at the Moth on Tuesday. So, thought we'd just play her song. But it's just a tad long, so maybe we'll just do the PSA right now. And also, I heard this song live, so I wonder how it will just be when she's playing it. I don't exactly know, but probably it'll be good. But until then, we're going to hear one of my favorite PSAs. Probably you could guess it could be Dried Fruit, one of my other favorites, but this one instead is Walking is Good Exercise PSA, especially because it's just beautiful now. It is a beautiful Friday morning. It's just 11:46, and it's just the weather's getting a lot more beautiful. The sun is shining, but right here it's not too hot. The wind is like 20 miles an hour. It's actually insane, but it's very fun to just be walking, and that's why I thought this PSA would be great today. So here it is. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requiring no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it is just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts Campus Center in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. It's always just pretty grim kind of right there at the end, just saying all the good things about walking, and then one of them is just kind of just dangerous, and just that one's pretty intense, but I like to just focus on that's a pretty fun just walking adventure to walk and see the world. Yesterday I saw a mushroom when I was walking and I was very excited. And I just walked to Davis Square and got some art at Goodwill. And then I walked back to my house and then I went to class. And then I walked back to Davis Square because I kept thinking about another art piece. And it was student get a discount at Goodwill day. So there's just so many pros. And so many happy things. I also got a bagel and it made me so happy. So I just hope for you all that you have a great walk. Perhaps get a bagel or something else that's yummy and will make you happy. And I hope you see something beautiful when you go walking, like the mushroom I saw. Well, we are going to just try to play this song now. Hopefully it just goes well. And it's going to just be Kamaya Diggs, who is just the amazing peep that I heard. And then we'll just come back with maybe a quick song, maybe just a quick wrap up, who really knows, but it's another peaceful song, if I just remember correctly. So here it is. It's gonna be Kamaya Diggs doing Letting Go.
Bye. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Ooh, you make me feel so young.
It's You Make Me Feel So Young, Frank Sinatra, coming at you with our last song. And just for the dedication of the day, I'd say, that one's going out to Lily. Just Dirty Water from just an amazing Boston playlist, out to Mom. And Boston Beans to Matt, who's probably just not listening, but I'll just text him that Boston Beans went out to him. And Etta James to just Mrs. McGuysack, hope you're having just a rocking day. And just to all the amazing people listening, thank you so much for listening. This has been such a fun time. If you just have any song suggestions, we've just made it through, I'd say, most of the songs, just all the album playlists that I've had. So next week, I'm going to come up with a crazy fun playlist for us all. And I just can't wait. It's going to be 11 a.m. on Monday. That'll be good. I have my first final that day, but it's for math, and I'm feeling pretty great about math social choice, so hopefully I'll be well, and I'll definitely be at my radio show, again, starting off with some amazing music that I just can't even believe I just love so much and am picking, because it's going to be so spectacular, and then coming in with an amazing just playlist that I'm going to curate so carefully this week, so get excited for that. Thank you so much for just listening. It has been a beautiful time on just this beautiful day. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is What a Wonderful World. Hello! That's the show, and this has been Ella. It's been so fun to be with you on this beautiful, beautiful Friday. I can't wait until next week, and until then, keep on rocking. Have such a beautiful, beautiful day and weekend and week, and until the next time, keep just on rocking on, and we're gonna end, as always, with just a reminder of this wonderful world. And it's going to be Louis telling us about that reminder. So here it is, Louis Armstrong to finish us off. Have a beautiful day, everyone.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands,